It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie as well, recorded in the last week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend episode of the podcast, which we call Get It Off Your Chest. Now, for those of you who have listened to us for many years, as I know some of you have been listening to us since back in the day when we used to be on the old phone show on FM 104, you will know that we used to have a part of the program called Get It Off Your Chest. And this is the music that we used to use on Get It Off Your Chest. And we're going to start using it every weekend as well. So the Get It Off Your Chest episode of Opinions Matter is literally that. Myself and Jeremy and Katie from time to time sit in our studio waffling the ears off each other and getting stuff off our chest. It's so random. It's so different to every other episode we ever produce of this podcast because it's completely unedited rubbish. I said that. Now, you didn't have to say it. I said it. So coming up on this episode, you will hear the one word rude that many of us use that Katie despises, despite the fact that she has one. We'll find out. Chef, Heinz, Bachelors, HP or YR sauce. We got into a big scrap over which is the best. For example, for me, nothing but Heinz beans will do. Nothing else, no other variety will do. But for Jeremy, it's Bachelors. I spit on him. Anyway, we got into a huge argument over stuff like that. And we spoke to our Katie on the phone one of the days this week about having to give in to her daughter about certain footwear. All that and much more on this special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. It's Get It Off Your Chest. Let's start last Friday with myself and Katie.
Broke my mop.
You broke your mop?
Yeah.
A sign that you're getting old, yeah?
Yeah.
The biggest thing in your world right now is that you broke your mop.
Yep, I was very busy with my mop this morning.
What were you doing with it?
The ground was just... had to be washed. Just wash my floors.
So your mop is broken. Anything else?
No, just my mop.
Everything else is working okay?
Everything's working fine, yeah.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah.
Everything's
in
working order?
Yeah.
Good.
Everything's in working order.
Good to
it's
hear
great
that.
Great day.
Anyway, you're welcome to Opinions Matter. Michelle Logue. Yippee! Katie is back. Will be a good show.
That's so nice, because every time you see me, it's like, oh, not you again.
Yeah, but I'm sick of seeing
every
you.
Every time you see me, you had a week away from me and you still were just not happy to see me after a week off.
No, there are certain things, there's... You know the way... Oh, how do I say this?
Say it straight out, Adrian. You know the That's way you beat around the bush.
You know the way you've a hang-up with Crocs. You can't stand them. Can't stand the fucking things.
Yeah.
If I were to walk in with a pair of Crocs, you'd probably walk out the door, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. I got you. Mm. Oh yeah.
What the fuck are those yokes in
your
feet?
They're up boots and they're very comfy. Do you know what they're like? They're like slippers. No, do you know what happened?
Who goes
right?
to work wearing slippers?
No, so I stayed at my mum's last night because my mum's minding the kids for me today because they're obviously on summer holidays. And I asked her, well, could you mind the kids so I can, you know, participate in the podcast being the media guru that I am. So she said, that's no problem. Come and stay the night before. We'll make dinner and everything's blah, blah, blah. So I went to mum's and I brought my clothes for today, but I forgot... my footwear.
You wear them every day.
But this is not what I had planned to wear today. And I.
What had you planned to wear today?
I had little black shoes, but they...
I wonder why.
No. Today was a good day, though. Today was a happy day. Were you happy today?
I'm always happy.
It was just a good day in work.
Why? Tell me why, Katie.
It was just a very nice day.
I'm glad you're happy.
Some days you just have great days in work, and today was a great day.
That's great to hear. Many of you may not realise, we have said it before, but we'll say it again, that Katie, while she appears on Opinions Matter from time to time...
Yes, not nearly regularly enough, by the way.
Not nearly regularly enough.
We need to talk about that.
Our mate Paulie, who never comes on the show. Paul's never on this show. Must get you on one of these days, Paul. Yeah?
I love Paul.
Yeah.
Why won't he ever come on?
He just never comes on.
Seriously.
Like, all he ever does is send messages. Never, ever comes on the bloody show. Anyway, Paul, Paul just said, Jesus, JD, you're looking well. Mm. Now, I don't know if that's a compliment to you,
I think,
or an insult to Jeremy. Which is it?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Yeah. Well, or is it an insult to you?
Oh.
Because you're saying you look a bit like Jeremy. Ew.
Oh. Well, I look nothing. I have no physical attributes that Jeremy has.
No, you're right. You're right.
None. I myself, and in fact, he's more feminine than I am.
That's actually probably true.
Do you think, if God forbid, Jeremy died tomorrow, do you think we'd do this together?
Oh no, I've already told him.
Like, honestly, we keep talking about it. Let's actually put the theory to practice. Let's get rid of the bastard. Let's do a what's her name, Catherine Nevin, on it.
What, arrange for him to be murdered?
Yeah.
And there, you know, Paul, who never comes on. Yeah, how are you, Polly? Polly said, great show in the morning, lads.
Ah, do you know what? I love seeing the people from here sending. Do you know what's so funny?
Just to let you know, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Why?
I just don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea. There might be issues. I just think, do you want to? If you want to be an absolute bastard someday, do you want? But anyway.
Yeah. Anyway, Katie and I work together every day.
We do.
Every single day.
When he listens. But it's lovely to see, like, people who would listen to this then. But the really interesting thing, and I said this to you on our talkback system recently, that Jess, who's a regular listener and contributor to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Indeed.
Sent a voice note into our radio station. Mm-hmm. Why was I on the floor laughing?
Because she was so
different. Knowing people just know on radio, you obviously cannot be as maybe as outspoken as you would be on the podcast.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. But no, even me, like, I was on air with you this morning, and I kind of have to tell myself, right, Katie, you can't call anyone an imbecile. You can't tell anyone to fuck off. You can't tell anyone they're a moron. Or you can't, what's the word I use for pajama people? Smell bags. You cannot use the word smell bags. This is a professional company. You cannot use those words.
What's this? Not a professional company?
Jeremy Kyle. But actually, by the way, anyone who calls us Jeremy Kyle, we'll take it, because it was the most highly viewed show in
yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Darren says, great show this morning. Thanks, Darren.
See, I love that. I love that people are that loyal to us. To you more so, but they're so loyal that they come, and I love seeing it. It's like being home. When you first joined the podcast or the radio station, I was already there a while, and then I saw the people coming with you. It's nice. You feel like you're home. Yeah. Oh no, I want you gone. I'll take all of them though. Actually, Darren, we'll take Darren because he's in the jurisdiction. He'll get the
Knock on the door.
The knock on the door. Who do you listen to? So yeah, Darren, you stay with us. I'll get you another mug.
And you arranged a mug for Darren, didn't you? And then Polly, who never comes on the show, yeah, he's after saying, yeah, you can't have that sort of riffraff on the radio.
There's no riffraff on this podcast. We're all who have we had? So we've had Darren, we've had Jess, we've had Angela.
We've had Angela.
We've had, what's his name, John?
Johnner, yeah, Johnner's been
Johnner.
On.
Johnner. So
yeah.
Now what we need now is Paul.
He never even sends a bloody voice note into us.
Is that all we've had? I want more than that.
Well, you have to tell people where we are.
But anyway, yeah, so I was on air with Adrian, you know, and I'm very different when I'm on the radio. So it's very, oh yes, Adrian, and looking at the economical status of the country. Yeah, no, I don't really talk like that. But being on air with you, because
yeah, you're
so
much posher.
Yeah. But you just have to be, don't you? Because, like, you're representing a company, whereas it was here, it's only you and Jeremy. I couldn't, quite frankly, give a fuck if you get complaints. In fact, bring them on. Bring them on. I was only saying to Adrian, like, we're talking about being liked and not liked. And Jeremy was like, you're not very much liked by women. He said this last week, that women don't like me very much. And to that, I told him, you know, I don't give a fuck. We're not in the business to be liked in this business, are we?
No. We're not really, no.
No, but do you care, like, if someone thinks you're a twat?
Oh no, I am a twat.
No, but do you? I actually think you're the most liked on the team, though.
Why?
You definitely are the most liked on the team. Because myself and Jeremy are more like Marmite, I think. I think we're probably a little bit more arrogant than you. you're definitely way more polite.
Well, that's true.
I would say that if it came down to it, if there was a vote, I think you'd
anyway,
be the most,
what Katie's trying to say is the radio show that we do together, yeah, mm-hmm. Every day on a local radio station mm-hmm. is very, very different to Opinions Matter.
Well, it is and it isn't.
It is.
Well, it is, as in the tone of it is very different, obviously. Yeah. It is very, very different and you won't get the same kind of confrontation. It's more political, but we do... It is still very much opinion and caller based and listener based. So, yeah. Just be very careful of how you advertise that there, will you? It's all about the listeners, just like here on Opinions Matter.
And as John's, old Johnner's actually messaged us there and he says, the freedom of a podcast. Now, there is a big difference
between
doing radio and doing a podcast. And we literally have. Freedom to do what we want here, which I love. This is an independent production. But when you're
Keith
on the radio,
says, yes,
you have
to... Yes, I'm Team Adrian.
Good man, Keith.
Robert said, agents most on the fence. I don't think agents most on the fence. I don't think so. I think you just have a lovely way of saying things where you don't just... When you make a point, you never come across as an asshole. Where sometimes I'll listen back to the podcast, just to listen back. And if I'll click one open in my car, not realising it's an old one that I might be on. And then I think to myself, Jesus, I really am an asshole.
Oh, yeah, I know you are.
Like, I'm such an asshole.
An opinionated cook.
Yeah. I'm cantankerous.
Cantankerous, that's what I was trying to say.
I am going to end up a single old crazy cat lady living in a mountain
somewhere.
Are
you not already there?
Well, I do have a cat.
Yeah. You are crazy and you're getting old.
And I'm single.
There you go. All of the above.
Oh my God, I'm going to die alone and my cats are going to eat me, aren't they?
That's what happens in the end.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Jesus.
Anyway, so there you go. So we do a radio show that's very different to this every day on LMFM radio in the Northeast, in Loudermeath. But if you want to hear it, it's very different to this. I'll just let you know.
I'm going to die alone when my cats eat me.
Yeah, brilliant.
No, that's a big concern. Like, I've literally ticked all the boxes. I'm in my mid-30s and I'm single.
Yeah, tick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a cat. Tick.
Yeah.
I'm angry and bitter and I hate everything and everyone. Tick.
Tick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm only short of going out and saying to the kids, don't draw chalk on my ground outside.
That's next. That's literally next.
God. Oh, lads. Here. Seriously. Any single old desperate stragglers out there want to take a woman on?
I wouldn't fucking wish you on my worst enemy.
No. No, so you saw the issues the other night. So I was, we won't get too much into it, but Adrian saw a side of me the other night. So I ring Adrian. There was something to do with somebody I was dealing with for work. It wasn't a colleague or anything like it. But so I sent Adrian a message. Oh, how bad was the vitriol? Don't play the WhatsApp voice notes because you can't play the WhatsApp voice notes I sent. But yeah, I'm going to die alone. Darren says it's better to die alone than settle for some pig. That is true. That is true.
It's better to die young than what?
Than settle for some pig. That is very true.
You're dead right.
You better die alone and happy than die. This is to everybody. Than be with somebody who you're not happy or who doesn't 100%. Make you happy. I'm not talking about my own situation, just in general. But I don't want to die alone. I want to die 80 years old with a 40-year-old rich man.
And
oh
no
my
cat.
God, I'm joking.
Did you actually say that out loud?
What? What did I say? Sorry.
We have a nickname on this show for Jeremy, which is the Gervert, yeah? I'll have to come up with a name. So you want to be 80.
Yes.
Hanging around with a 40-year-old
yes.
who's hung like a donkey. That's what you said.
I'm joking. It was obviously...
Now, they're all coming out of the woodwork now. Look. I'll take you on, Katie.
Listen, my cats are going to eat me, so... You know?
Adrian is like a well-spoken statesman.
Katie's are a statesman.
As mad as a bag of badgers.
Oh, Jesus.
And Jeremy is Will from the In-Betweeners or Carlton from the Fresh Prince.
He actually is. He actually is. I remember Jeremy talking to me before about women he's had when he was single. Because when I became single, Jeremy was told, you're going to have great fun, you know? Being single, it's great. Because I was settled down very young. I was 15, so this is a whole new world.
Well, you settled down when you were 15?
Well, you know.
You moved in together?
No, but you know, it was like a long time. So when I became single again, it was like a new world. And Jeremy's like, oh, you're going to have all this fun. You can do this. And you know, I'm like, I'm looking, I'm thinking, you're a lying fucking wanker.
And like, he is.
You're such a liar. He's like, oh, I did this. Hon, you didn't see your first pair of boobs until you were 19, and that was only because was you paid for it. It was subscription.
21. It was 21.
But anyway, yeah, so that's... I think we should do that next week on the podcast. People who die alone and get eaten by their cats.
You get me an interview with somebody who did that. It would be the best podcast in history. Anyway, are we ready to go?
No, I'm a bit depressed now.
Why? Because you're going to die alone and be eaten by your cat?
Yeah.
I mean, it is a depressing thought, I'll be honest.
And I love animals, but my cat is an asshole. My cat is such an asshole. I love my cat, but he is an asshole.
How can you love your cat
if
it's an asshole?
What is it about cats? So I have a dog and I have a cat. My dog is so, even with the kids, he's so soft and he's so sweet. And no, I'm very careful about the kids with him because he's old and you never know with dogs or cats. But like, he's such a little legend. Like, and the cat, it's just like, only comes near you when he wants food. Once you feed him, he goes off. Just looks at you. He literally looks at me with contempt.
I hate cats.
He looks at me with contempt. I'm like, here are you. It's not for me. You don't get fed here, buddy. But he's just...
I can't stand the little bastards. I hate them.
Oh, no. I prefer dogs. I wouldn't have been a massive cat person. Now, they grow on you. And this cat has obviously grown on me.
No. The cat assaulted you a few weeks ago.
He did assault me. So I had to get him neutered.
Oh, did you get that done?
Apparently because he wasn't neutered, they get a bit angry. So he kind of jumped at me and I was like, oh, God. And I was then afraid he was going to go for my kids.
And there's Rebecca saying, I know of a woman that happened to. That was eaten by her cat?
She's still alive and would she talk to us?
But do you think somebody who was eaten by their cat is still alive?
I don't know. But cats are complete psychopaths. They are. Like the dog, I wouldn't even trust the cat around the dog. I don't let the two of them near each other because I actually think it would scratch the dog's eyes out or something. Because the dog is so...
Jessica says, I like kittens, but cats are just arseholes. I don't even like kittens because kittens, because they're so playful, they fucking scrub the, arms off
for
you.
For 2 minutes, yeah. I want to message us now, cats or dogs? Let's just see.
That's such an easy question.
Do you think most people... there's people out there. I always think that the people who generally love cats more, there's something wrong.
There's Polly. You know Polly who never comes on the air, yeah? He says, cats are like men, Katie. They're arseholes only looking for one thing.
Yeah, but he's right. Yeah.
They only want food. That's it. There's no loyalty there. No loyalty.
Oh, Jesus. No, it started eating her. She died on the road. That's what I mean. Like a dog, they say. Now, I don't know how true this is. A dog will lie down beside you. But a cat will eat you. I worked for the county coroner and the amount... Oh, I can't see that now. Dogs, everyone's saying dogs.
I worked for the county coroner and the amount of people I picked up who died alone and the loyal dog just starved and died... at their feet is insane. Don't know about cats, but dogs are loyal. And another person said, no, it started eating her, died on her own, very sad. That's about
that is sad.
Anyway, sorry. Look, nobody's...
That's going to be me.
There's Dave. Cats are... they're not nice.
I think that's an okay word to say.
Do you?
I love that word, man.
Well, go on, say it out loud.
Oh no, are you going to fire me? Are you setting me up so then you can tell me to get lost because you've always wanted to get rid of me?
I have always wanted to get rid of you.
Cats are independent, but it doesn't make them any... I just don't trust people who prefer cats.
Yeah.
I just can't.
There's something seriously wrong with you.
Do you have a cat?
We do. And we've had cats over the years, yeah? And I've never, ever liked them. The one we have at the moment is probably the one I like the most of all the cats we've ever had. But he's still a little... I can't say that
they're
word.
Just, they're little, they really just think they own you, don't they? They're so contemptuous.
How ironic. I'm a lesbian who hates cats. What's ironic about that? How ironic, I'm a lesbian who hates cats. What am I missing here?
Oh, Adrian. Oh.
Help me here.
Oh.
Oh my God. Oh.
My favourite
animal. Now we're getting childish. Bill, I love a nice pussy. Oh, is that the... Oh, that's Jess's thing.
That is... That word needs to be... No. That word needs to go. Rotten word. Horrible word. If people use that word, immediately are just as bad to me as Jimmy Savile.
So hang on, you'll use the see you next Tuesday word.
Yeah.
I can't describe
the
my
word,
cat as
it gives
a pussy.
Me the ick. That gives me... People who refer to vaginal areas as that. No.
It's why, what's wrong with that word?
Oh, it just gives me the ick. It's so creepy.
Really?
Oh, no.
Hang on now. So
let me look at your pussy. No. No, no, no,
what's
no.
What's wrong with it?
It gives me the ick. The word pussy should actually be banned from the dictionary. Is it in the dictionary? I don't know.
Well,
if it
well
is.
I'm sure it is, but I doubt it says vaginal area.
No, 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 no. Keep it clean, lads. It's just a horrible way. Call it something like, you know, vagina or
vagina. Yeah, it's a disgusting word.
You know, I'm going to the vaginal doctor. I'm going to the box doctor.
The box doctor.
That word, that P word, I can't even say it because it genuinely makes my skin
crawl. Oh, there's Louise agreeing
it's
with you.
It's so
that,
creepy.
That the I word pussy is a horrible word.
I don't know what it is, Louise. You're right. It gives me the, it genuinely sends a shudder. If you said that talking about somebody being serious, like I actually, my estimate of you would go, I'd be like.
But yet you use the C word regularly, yeah?
But I don't think the C word is as bad as the P word.
It's worse. Oh. It's worse.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Pussy,
anyone
pussy, 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 pussy.
Let me take a look at your pussy, your sexy pussy. No.
Who said that to you?
Nobody.
Maybe if
someone did, I wouldn't be dying alone with cats, Adrian. But no, if somebody did say that, they wouldn't be getting very far because that's a disgusting word.
There's another message. And I hate the word gay.
If that doesn't bother me. I love...
Really? See, no, I don't like that word.
I love the word gay bag.
Yeah, I do like
I
that.
I use that probably on a daily basis. Jess says, I'm hardly going to say, hey, love, let me touch your vagina tonight. Agree.
But besides, Jess, are you going to rock up to anybody and say, hey, love, let me touch your pussy tonight?
That word to refer to that part of the body, I don't know why. Louise gets it. Louise gets it. Did you see your comment? Louise gets it. I want to see is our pussy. It's a lovely pussy he's got there. It is our pants.
Okay, can we get on with this podcast?
No, I want to talk about the disgust. Actually, for the next hour, let's talk about, does the word, I can't even say without a turn on my stomach.
Ugh. But say it in that dirty old man voice.
Do you know what's weird? Do you know what's actually really weird? I can actually do it in the old man voice because it doesn't sound so weird, but... Like, could you imagine walking into a doctor for a smear test and be like, oh yeah, I'm just here for my smear. I have my pussy ready. Like, it's just, you can never use it being anything other than a dirty creep. And next we're going to talk about pussies. Do you like his or pussy?
Just finally on the dogs thing, yeah. I was always a dog person and was absolutely petrified of cats. We have two dogs, a husky and a collie. My daughter found a kitten last year and I swore he was going to a rescue on the Monday when back open. He hasn't left. He follows me everywhere. He sleeps at my feet and sits at the bathroom door facing the door while I shower and use the toilet. Would I get another cat? No, but I'd be heartbroken if anything was to happen to the one we have. There you go. So
that's a nice...
All pussies aren't like bad pussies. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you can't... Yeah. No. Show me is our pussy. Send me pictures of is our pussy.
Can I just say, by the way,
hairy pussy.
I don't know what you're doing in that chair, but you're going down and down
no,
and down.
No, I always like to be, because I feel like a giant.
You're like a little munchkin.
Plus, there's a lot of cleavage on show here today that I didn't intend for. So I didn't intend for that, and I really don't want to traumatize your... I didn't mean to. I actually put this on this morning not thinking. Or maybe did I?
Maybe did you, yeah. That's right.
No, I did not.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Looking to transform your home without breaking the bank? Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, Dublin's trusted family business with over 50 years of experience. Take advantage of their famous stairs and landing package deal. Just €500 supplied and fitted, including up to 16 square yards of quality carpet. Plus, discover fantastic deals on stylish laminate flooring, durable vinyl flooring, beds, mattresses, and furniture for every room. With free measuring and sample services, finding your perfect floor has never been easier. Visit Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com. Quality, value and service you can trust.
See that thing in front of you there?
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I find that abhorrent.
Why? What's wrong with it?
Adrian has something in his hand at the moment.
I do.
I think it's very disrespectful for him to have it in his hand when you're talking on this podcast. And the very sight of you holding that in your hand makes me sick.
Makes you sick.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
Hang on. I have... Oh, look, it's an invisible can.
Oh, yeah.
Of Sprite Zero.
Aiden here to my left is...
Aiden? Why are you calling me Aiden when you know my name is Adrian?
Yeah, but I don't like the name Adrian. I find that apparent as well.
Sorry, look at the green screen effect on our can of Sprite. Look. There you go.
So Adrian is drinking...
What's apparent about Sprite Zero?
It's the juice of the devil. It's a horrible drink.
It's clearly not.
We have a little fridge in the corner of the studio here that Adrian's job, his only job actually in this podcast, is to fill up that fridge. Now, it's very low on funds at the moment.
Yeah, it is. It needs to be
a few snack wafers in there, a few snack wafers, a couple of package of crisps.
Package of crisps? But you don't put crisps in a fridge.
Oh, you do. I keep my crisps in the fridge.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a bit weird if you don't mind me saying.
But Adrian's soft drink of choice was Sprite Zero. How could you? How could you do this to me on my last day? How could you do this to me on my last day?
Is today your last day?
My last day.
Oh, fantastic.
How could you do this to me? I'm actually very upset now.
Is today your last day?
You literally had a choice. And I know where you got it in Musgraves.
Yeah.
The 7-Up was right beside the Sprite. So you didn't even have to walk any further. How could you?
I love my Sprite.
How can you love Sprite?
What?
Next you're going to say you prefer Bachelor's Beans to Heinz.
No, I wouldn't ever say that.
If you say that, I'll slap you with my dick. I'll literally slap you with my dick.
You don't need to do that. No, because I wouldn't say that.
Okay. There are. Thank you.
Heinz beans and only Heinz beans.
Thank you.
No other beans will do.
So I was...
Sorry, Bachelors. I know you're an Irish company, but...
I went to a friend's house on a Saturday, actually, and they were cooking chips, homemade chips.
In the air fryer. Lovely.
Wow.
No.
Yeah.
No, what?
No.
Chips?
No, I won't do chips in my air fryer.
Why?
It's manky.
So what, do you deep fry them?
Deep fry them. And they served the chips anyway. We said we'd have chips and a slice of bread. Johnson.
Oh.
What?
No.
What about Mooney?
No.
O'Brien?
No, none of them.
Nothing?
No.
Three wankers?
No, it's Mr. Brennan or nothing.
Oh. Anyway, I said, yeah, we'll have a little chip sandwich. And they produced the Johnson, Mooney and O'Brien bread.
Yeah.
With real butter.
Okay, lovely.
And the chips from the air fryer.
Uh-huh.
Nicely salted.
Yeah, where are we going with this story?
And then they produced ketchup on the table. No. Chef.
Chef ketchup. You should disown
wankers,
those people.
Wankers.
Absolutely.
Absolute wank stains. Wank stains. You know what they, people who use, and you can quote me on this, Philip Dwyer, if you're listening to this. Does he listen to the podcast?
I'd say he probably does secretly.
Or Councillor Gavin Pepper. Hey, Councillor Gavin Pepper. If you're listening to this, can you quote me on this? And Councillor Gavin Pepper, can you bring this up in the chambers? Is that where he sits?
The chamber, yeah.
Can Dublin you City bring Council, this up?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry?
Dublin City Council chamber.
Gavin, if you're listening to this, because I know you like bringing up things that are going on in the area. Now, I'm not from Finglas, but I would imagine Chef Ketchup is quite popular in Finglas.
It's popular all over the country.
Chef Ketchup is a wank stain on the underpants of society.
It is vile.
And you can quote me in the chamber, Gavin Pepper, and you can say that, yeah?
Yeah.
That it really is a wank stain, isn't it?
It's vile. Heinz Ketchup, Heinz Beans, that's it. Conversation over.
But Chef Ketchup doesn't even resemble ketchup. It has no resemblance to... Look, what's in it?
I suppose tomatoes of some sort.
No, these same fuckers. Oh, God, I shouldn't. Is this going to be aired this bit?
Well, no, probably not, no.
Oh, but then I'm not going to tell you. I know, it might be, yeah.
These fuckers what?
These. But it's an interesting conversation on brands and how, like, in my house, yeah,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to tea bags,
yeah,
we're Lines.
Yes, correct, yeah.
We're Lines.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never see Barry's.
No.
Yeah.
You would. It'd be the exact opposite, though, if you go down to Cork.
Although I walked in on my wife one day. I came home early from work and she was there with Barry.
Was she?
Yeah. Sipping away. Delighted with herself, she was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, but if you go down to Cork now, it's the exact opposite. If you drink Lion's tea in Cork, you're scum.
But anyway, these same friends of mine, who are very well-to-do, they live on that road, Torquay Road, is that what it's called?
You would know, it's very posh.
Torquay Road in Fox Rock.
But you hardly go up that to their house with that baseball cap on your head.
Oh, I wear this baseball cap.
You'd stand out like a sore thumb.
So they live in Torquay Road in an 8-bedroomed, semi-detached house.
What are they doing hanging around with you?
They're quite well-to-do. He is a architect.
Yeah.
And she is, there's obviously money in, she's a psycho, she's a psycho because she uses chef sauce. She's a psychotherapist.
Oh, yeah.
So they're very well-to-do. I've actually pretty much identified them now, if this is ever going to get aired. And not only that, when they produce brown sauce mm-hmm. at the table, by the way, brown sauce doesn't belong on a chip, buddy.
It depends. I don't know.
What?
It does every now and again.
What is the sorcery you're talking of?
No,
brown sauce on a chip.
Every now and again, yeah.
Would you go suck my nose?
No, I won't.
Suck my nose.
Oh, I won't.
Suck my nose.
Why would I want to do that?
I had suck noses before. Well,
have you a preference for brown sauce?
Well, they brought the brown sauce off. Mr. Architect Man, Mr. I designed the Golden Gate Bridge, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, thinks the shit doesn't stink. He didn't design the Golden Gate Bridge, well, or maybe he did. How long is that around?
120 years.
No, he's only 40.
Oh, no, it's not him.
HP sauce. Sorry, not H. Yes, HP sauce he produced.
Oh, yeah, no, that's okay. That's,
no.
That's, oh, no, that's the number one.
No, YR. Oh,
yeah, no, no.
No, no, no.
YR is the scum of brown sauces.
Bang your head off that table.
No, we're disagreeing, I'm afraid. HP sauce is the number one.
I'm very surprised to hear that.
YR. Bleh.
Really?
No, it's disgusting. It's
really?
Vile. HP brown sauce.
Well, you know what? I've been knocking around you many, many years.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've heard that about you. That you wouldn't have YR sauce?
No, it's vile.
Vile?
Vile.
How dare you?
HP sauce is a kickoff that the YR doesn't have. It's lovely.
You're not trying to get pissed on it, is it?
No.
Kickoff. It's not cocaine.
There's a spicier taste off it. It's lovely.
No, there's a spicier taste of YR.
No, YR is for peasants.
Oh, no, well, all brown sauce is for peasants. Brown sauce is the council estate accompaniment to chips, isn't it, though?
No, not really.
I know it is. No, it is. It's council estate. My mother, as you know, God rest her.
Sorry, something happened to her?
No, she's only back from her holiday. She's resting at the moment.
Okay. God rest her?
Yeah. My mother, God rest her, was a bit of a, what's your woman's name, off the TV that was up her own arse?
Oh, Hyacinth Bouquet.
Yes, my mother was a bit of a Hyacinth Bouquet growing up. And in our house, we were not allowed to have sauce on the table for Sunday dinner because she thought it was down market. So we weren't allowed to have sauce on the table. We weren't allowed to have anything resembling a 2-litre bottle of Coke. Can't have, now I do think that's I was about to use a word that you can't use anymore. You know that word?
What?
I can't. It's amazing how you forget you're being recorded.
What word? Oh, yeah, you can't say that.
Can you not say that, though?
You can't say that anymore. No.
Could you ever say it? Then what about this word?
No, you can't say that word either, no.
So, yeah, I can't say either of those.
No.
Well, can you give me an alternative to either of those words?
No.
What? But I need an alternative.
There aren't any.
But can I not use that second word?
No. In what context?
Well, it's a kind of fish, isn't it?
Yeah, but we would know that you're not using it in the context of a fish.
So when I go into someone's house for dinner, if they have a 2-litre bottle of Coke on the table or Fanta or whatever, I say to myself under my breath, because obviously I can't say that word anymore. Opinions matter, but not Jeremy's opinion. It's a bit blankety blank, isn't it? Isn't it, though? Isn't it?
Michelle says red sauce. Who calls it red sauce? It's ketchup.
Yeah, it's ketchup.
Red sauce is the condiment with chips in most council estates, Jeremy.
Well, and who is that?
That's Michelle.
Now, Michelle, you may be from said council estate, but my two friends, an architect and a psychotherapist who live on Torquay Road in Fox Rock. I don't know, Michelle, the last time you were in Torquay Road in Fox Rock, it's not a council estate. It's very middle to upper class people. You're talking 6-figure salaries. You're talking Teslas in the driveway. You're talking the kids going to Michael's and Black Rock private school. You're talking about...
Okay,
you know,
we get the picture.
You're talking about the Sunday Times. They don't read, you know, the news of the world.
They still have brown sauce.
But they still had brown sauce.
Mm. And then finally, before we finish, hi guys, hello from Australia. How come I never got a cup or recognised for the amount of time I spend listening to your podcast? Can I just answer that, Phil?
Yeah, we priced the postage to Australia.
And it was just stupid money. It was stupid money to put it this way. The cost to pop one of those in the post to Australia is 3 times the actual cost of the bloody coffee mugs. So,
but you know what, Phil? We'll exclude you from this competition because you're in Australia. Sorry.
But well, no,
we don't make money off his ads. What ads is he getting in Australia if he listens to his
podcast? On the podcast?
Yeah, what would he be getting?
Foster's.
Sorry, what?
Ads for
is
Foster's.
Is that the only brand? Oh, I know. I know what the ad would be. Yeah,
go on.
So, guys, if you listen to this podcast outside of Ireland, you hear different ads to the people who listen in Ireland. So my best mate listens to the podcast in America, and it's really weird, he says. So he's listening to the two of us talking, and then an ad break comes on, and it's like, 4th of July, sale in Target, 20% off everything. Head to Target. Target in Washington, D.C., downtown. Head to Target now, 20% off.
Okay, get it.
Okay,
what's the point you're making?
Or then it'd be an ad for... This Christmas, the New York Yankees, is that there?
Yeah.
This Christmas, the New York Yankees will kick off their baseball season. Get your tickets now at Madison Square Gardens. And then it's opinions matter. It's really weird. But
so the ad that Phil is hearing would be, g'day, get a pack of the Tim Tams. That's the only Australian project I know.
Tim Tams?
Tim Tams.
What are they?
Oh my, you've been down under a few times, but haven't you?
Tim Tams, hang on now.
Oh my, how do you not know what a Tim Tams? Phil doesn't know what a Tim Tam is.
Oh, it's a biscuit, is it?
So you've been to Australia.
I've never had Tim Tams. Just never heard
of
them.
Okay, I'm going to break it down for those of you who've never been down under. You spent a lot of time down under.
So you keep saying.
But you have. Remember, you were stuck in Sydney as well. That was during your experimental stage. You were stuck in Sydney for 2 nights. I'm so childish. So a Tim Tam. How have you been to Australia and not come across a Tim Tam?
Just haven't.
Because you're in the
when you're on when you're on holidays, you don't eat biscuits, really, do you?
Tim Tams are an Australian delicacy.
Yeah.
But they're basically a penguin. Not a nun. No, a penguin bar.
Are they?
Yes, that's what a Tim Tam is.
No, I don't think you're... Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah,
yeah, in fact, look, we just got a message from Pash there. Tim Tam is basically the Aussie version of a penguin. Has he got a stutter or did you just write that?
Pick up a penguin?
Yeah, so it's an Australian version of a penguin. But the chocolate's manky. Aussie chocolate is not nice.
No, it's not.
It's really, it's vile, isn't it?
Although Aussie Australian chocolate, or Cadbury chocolate is actually nicer than here, believe it or not.
So the Cadbury's in Australia?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
And their chocolate is nicer than ours.
So. And were you eating chocolate when you were in Melbourne? Guys, you know what I want to do? We're not sending it to you in Australia, Phil. How much is the postage of a cup?
That was nearly 30 quid.
If you live within the Republic of Ireland, we'll do the north as well, yeah?
Yes, on the island of Ireland.
If you live on the island, because the cups are orange, so they'll go down well either side of the north, won't they?
They will.
They'll be on top of the bonfire. Here we burn the bonfire, burn the cups. We'd like to give away three coffee cups.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So all you have to do, yes, is WhatsApp us now. It doesn't matter when you're listening to this podcast, what time you're listening to this podcast. WhatsApp the word mug, M-U-J, or G.
M-U-J.
Oh, Jesus, can we edit that out?
Send us the word mudge.
I thought it was M-U-J.
Mudge. We're giving away fantastic Opinions Matter coffee mudges.
Well, no, in fact... Type the word mudge, M-U-J. Who knew that was a G?
I did.
I didn't know that. Type the word mudge, M-U-J, because it's too much hassle to edit this out of the podcast.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Just,
I don't mind sounding stupid. WhatsApp the word, no matter what time you're listening to this podcast, WhatsApp the word M-U-J to...
085-825-2626.
And we give away three mudges, which are actually better than the mugs, okay. Aren't they?
Do that right now. Send the word mudge... M-U-J to 085-825-2626.
I'm looking at the word written down, it looks like it's a J.
No, it's not. And we will give away three Opinions Matter travel mugs.
Mudge.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Oh, by the way, you can get your what are they called?
Tim Tams. Tim Tams.
You can get Tim Tams in Dunnes now.
Who knew?
So you don't have to go...
To Australia to get a packet.
You don't have to go back into Melbourne.
Oh, so childish.
What's childish about it?
You're in Sydney.
Weren't you stuck in Alice Springs as well?
Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Need new carpets, flooring, beds or furniture? Then head to Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, where great value comes as standard. Don't miss their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal, covering up to 16 square yards of quality carpet, supplied and fitted. Looking for a modern update? Check out their fantastic range of laminate flooring and vinyls, available in a variety of styles to suit every home and budget. Expert advice, free measuring and years of trusted service, Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture has everything you need to refresh your home. Visit the showroom today or shop online at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is the one type of clothing that you despise, or footwear or whatever? What is it that you absolutely despise?
This is what they call, ladies and gentlemen, in the journalism game, and Adrian is a trained journalist, albeit.
There's nothing journalistic about this.
It's called a loaded question, where you ask a question expecting a specific answer that's going to cause some controversy.
No.
I know what you're about.
Come on.
You're like a Timu version of Piers Morgan.
A Timu version of Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Why, did Piers Morgan ever ask anybody, what sort of clothes do you not like?
I don't like the shirt you're wearing. I don't like flash summer shirts.
What's wrong with my shirt?
What's wrong
with that shirt?
Why, what am I wearing that's upsetting you?
No, I asked you the question. I asked you, this doesn't do with me, per se. I'm wearing shorts today because as we're recording this podcast, it's a warm day.
Oh, yeah? Sorry, I don't like animal print. You know that. Is that where we're going with this?
But that's you said what kind of clothing do I not like in people, and it's been well documented.
Yeah,
that I don't like animal print clothing. I find animal print clothing. No, I don't think I've never seen a man in animal print. Can men wear?
It does happen from time to time. Yeah?
Really,
de temps en temps, as they say.
Oh, I like
in French.
The way you're chewing a bit of French.
Say that in French.
I know that.
De temps en temps.
I did honors French in the leaving. Thank you very much.
That's the only bit you remember. Yeah, from time to time. De temps en temps.
Où est le discothèque?
What?
Où est le discothèque?
Où est le discothèque?
Où est
le Why would we want to be talking about a discothèque?
So the way we were learned French in school, I know this is slightly off-kilter.
Off-kilter, yeah.
But our teacher used to just teach, he was shy, he was a terrible French teacher. Faux pas, he was. Faux pas.
Yeah.
No, is that the word for really bad, faux pas? I think it is.
And faux pas, yeah.
And rather than teaching us how to speak French, he would just give us phrases every day. So we'd arrive in the morning and go, hey, hello, how are you today, class? Of 2005. We were the class of 2005, obviously, that's what we were called.
Right.
Sank Nuff. Class of Sank Nuff. Well, that's 59. That was your class. The class of 59.
Yeah, come on, anyway.
Today's phrase is, and this will be very... He was from Crumlin, by the way.
Was he? Okay, yeah.
Today's phrase will be very useful in life, because I am the type of teacher who wants to teach you French, which can be used in everyday life.
What are you shiting on about? Do you mind me asking you?
So today's phrase is où est le discothèque? Where is the nightclub?
Discothèque, yeah.
Where is the nightclub? And
is that's all you learned in French?
That's
and de temps en temps.
And j'ai
yeah.
600.
600?
I have 6 years. That's how you say your age in French. J'ai, I have.
Yeah.
600.
Six well, you're not years. 6 years. You know how to say your age in French.
No, I can't get by six. Oh, 90.
90. There's a reason, anyway, that I asked the question about the sort of
animal print.
Animal print.
No,
okay,
sorry, you said this man that I wear. You find me a man. Now, I'd say, and I don't mind to cast aspersions on this man, and I'm a big fan of your work, by the way, so don't sue me over this.
Yeah, go on.
When I think of a man wearing animal print, and I don't know if he ever has.
Okay,
I would think of Brian Dowling.
He may or may not. I can't confirm or deny.
I do not know. Or your man that dresses up as the Northside woman. He's the character.
Who dresses up as the Northside woman?
Yeah, he has the character. What's his name? Remember he got into trouble for doing the ad for the zoo. They're all gone mad.
Oh.
He's not a woman!
James Patrice. We keep mentioning James on this podcast.
Big fan of James Patrice. Would they wear animal print?
I'd say James probably has in his day already.
Okay, yeah. That's not casting aspersions. That's fair to say.
Yeah.
But animal print generally, it gives me the ick. It's the uniform of the council estate woman.
It's not.
Oh,
contraire.
More French. I love this.
Yeah, au contraire.
Okay, yeah. I find it un problème.
I can guarantee if you're Mrs. Brock's in tonight,
I know my
with
wife,
some animal
sorry.
Print an animal print top on.
Oh, Tiger!
And yeah, and said, "Here, Tiger,
take me like a take tame me."
She's never going to say any of this.
No. What she would say is, "Tame me like I'm a wild cheetah on the plains of the Serengeti."
That's what she'd say
big,
to you,
big boy.
Fucking weird,
big boy.
Would she?
Oh, she. You know what? I don't know if I can say this.
Yeah,
one of the As you know, I have very little talents, but one of the things that I can do, and it turns my wife on, and she often asks me to do it, is to...
growl like a tiger?
No. Be very careful. I say. She will hear this.
Yeah, go
Somebody
on.
Somebody will send this. I narrate our foreplay in the voice of David Attenborough. That's actually true. You know how that's true? Because you couldn't fucking make that up. You literally couldn't make that up.
Oh, you could.
You literally couldn't make that up.
So, Jeremy mounts his...
No, no.
What is it?
So, the animal known as the J-Dix is a predatory animal.
Oh, fuck, that's not something to be proud of. Oh, here, you said enough. You said enough.
He waits in the bush. Oh, God, to see.
That's worse.
For his prey.
Prey?
For prey. That's just...
No, you can't say any of that.
Why can't you say that? Well, you can't say I'm a predatory animal.
No, a predatory animal about to pounce on his prey.
But that's what they're like in the Serengeti, isn't it?
No, they're pouncing on animals they want to eat.
You've said too much.
Anyway, to go back to...
No, I want to say, because this is the... You could be sued over this. I have gone through my wife's wardrobe extensively.
So I believe. I have heard that. Especially when she's not at home.
When would that ever come up in conversation?
I've heard
okay,
rumours.
You've heard the rumours. The rumours are true. I know my wife's wardrobe extensively and in and out.
Yeah.
And I can tell you now, my wife, as God is my witness... does not own one piece of a garment that resembles any animal, be it cheetah.
But I'm telling you, and this is what my my contention is, because eventually, what I'm trying to say is, you eventually have to give in on the things you dislike, the clothing you dislike.
No.
I'm telling you, if Mrs. D rocked in tonight with a leopard skin print top, and she said, "What do you think of that?" I know you'd say, "Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that really suits you."
No, I never lied to my wife about the stuff she wears. She wore a garment there last week and asked me what I thought of it, and I said, it's disgusting. It's absolutely...
But she still wore it.
Big debates, from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I want to make a quick phone call. Just bear with me for a second, because I have a revelation that many of our listeners will be familiar with, okay?
Hiya.
Oh, hiya, hiya.
You're live on air,
live on the air, KT.
Live on
air. Oh, my God.
This is our... Jesus.
Casey, can I just say something to you? Don't. Why is she laughing when nothing funny has been said?
He waits in the bushes.
Why does she laugh when nothing funny has been said? Is she laughing there to herself?
Can I ask you, what the fuck are you laughing
at? Can I say something?
I'm laughing at him. He waits in the bush.
So... Oh, my God. Casey, can I say something to you? I very rarely talk to you on the phone. As you know.
Yes.
And I don't want you to take offence to this. It's not meant in an offensive way.
You're about to offend her.
You sound like a bloke on the phone. You sound like... I sound like I'm about to ring one of my mates. Do you want to go out to the pub and watch the match? How are you?
I just want you to do your seductive Jay Rambo voice again.
Why? Would it turn you on?
Go on, try.
He hides in the bush.
The male Jeremy is a very virile species.
And this actually does it for your wife, does it?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Oh, it's weird that you're funny, but I will give you that one.
Why are we discussing this?
I texted Adrian there.
Yeah.
Are you aware of Katie's detestation?
No. No, that's not how we do this.
Isn't that?
That's not... No.
How do we do this?
Oh, we have to be serious. This is a serious thing.
No, this is. Our listeners...
This is a serious life-changing moment for me.
Okay, our
listeners... Something that I never thought would happen in my life.
Yeah, and it has.
And it has happened. I thought the day would never come. I always wondered what would happen if the day came, but today it happened.
Geez, can we cut to the chase here?
You've enabled it. You've allowed it to happen.
Well, as a parent, you have to be supportive.
I know, but...
No parent wants their child to come and say this to them. No parent.
You either have belief in your convictions or you don't, and clearly you don't.
No, you see, this is where I had to put my thoughts aside for to be supportive for my child.
Okay.
I didn't expect this day to come. It was, it came out of nowhere. Am I happy about it? No. Am I going to support my daughter? Yes, I'm going to support her, because that's what good parents do.
Oh, okay, so just cut to the chase.
Okay, our listeners will be aware that Katie has a particular detestation for a particular type of clothing, or footwear, if you will.
Sports clothing. I've never seen her in sports clothes.
What? No, this has nothing to do with her.
I've never seen a woman in a tracksuit. Do you even own a tracksuit?
I do. I own plenty of tracksuits. I regularly sport a tracksuit.
Why does she sound like a bloke? Is this actually Katie? is this a bloke, dude? Is this a bloke trying to be Katie? Come on, give us your real name. Who is it?
This is actually
Is that our friend Garrett?
No, that's not Garrett. Sure? What, Garrett Noon? Garen Noon?
Show it to you, underwear.
Oh, God.
So what can we break this down before the I lose?
Katie detests a particular item of footwear.
Yeah? Oh, Crocs.
And it's not his or undies.
Yeah, Crocs.
Oh, Jesus, Katie.
Yeah, Crocs.
You can't say that.
Send us the price of a pair of undies, will you?
So, Katie, you have a detestation for Crocs, and you've said that for years. You hate them. You think they look disgusting. You would never be caught dead wearing them. You've even said if you walked into our podcast studio here and one of us was wearing a pair of Crocs, you would storm back out the door again. And I don't wear Crocs, but I know if I did, it would upset you greatly. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's unforgivable.
So yeah, my kids all have Crocs, and I don't like Crocs either, Katie. I'd be like you in that respect. Although, remember the day Katie arrived in here wearing Crocs and only Crocs?
What?
There was a day. Oh, you were away on holidays. She literally.
What did I wear?
You were wearing Crocs and literally only Crocs.
No.
Only Crocs.
She walked in here in the nip.
In the nip with just a pair of Crocs.
No, I don't remember that day.
No, that's for tomorrow. Adrian is off tomorrow and I'm on with you tomorrow. Tomorrow's Nippy Wednesday.
Anyway, my kids all wear them, but they buy those things that you can stick in the holes in the Crocs.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they're called.
Yeah, those jokes.
It doesn't make them cuter. Anyway,
the upshot of this conversation is that, Katie, you sent me a photograph there a while ago, and I had to get you on about this. And this is a photograph of your daughter with, have a look at that, Jeremy. What is that on her daughter's face?
Her daughter in a pair of, I think that's very cute.
No, they're manky looking.
Lads, listen.
I feel dirty.
Okay, lads, let's not judge children on what they're wearing. Let's
I
not,
feel like I've just been mounted by Jeremy in the Serengeti.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's that level of bad. And she's walking around delighted with herself. She thinks she's only fathoming them. I'm like, come here, hon.
And who bought
them? You look great.
Who bought them for her?
I bought them for her because I had to be supportive. Yeah, because I had to be. I sent Adrian a picture. I said, Adrian, I just feel dirty right now.
But why did
it's something
you
I never thought I was going to have to do.
But why did she give in?
Because she was looking at me with the big, sad blue eyes. What could I do? Oh. What could I do? And I tried to divert her attention. Oh, look, there's bubble machines and there's other stuff. Oh, look at the shorts and look at the dresses.
Are they original Crocs or are they council estate Crocs?
Council estate Crocs. Okay, yeah, so no, because we're council estate people. We're actually sitting at my long couch now with a can of Dutch Gold.
That's what I like to hear.
So hang on.
In the nip.
Your daughter is now wearing a pair of pink Crocs.
Yes. I feel dirty. I'm disappointed in myself.
All I can say to you is you should be ashamed and disappointed of yourself.
Yeah.
Because after all these years of giving out about them, you've given in to your children. Imagine giving in to your children
I'm
doing
now. Stop everything.
Stop everything.
I'm ringing Tulsa now. So just
Tulsa?
I'm ringing Tulsa.
That's a place in America.
But that's why I can't get through to them.
Yeah, you can never get through.
What's the code for Tulsa? 00. Hang on. Hello, Tulsa. Katie, Mac?
Yeah. Mac.
Katie Mac, mother of two, from, can we say where she's from?
Meath.
The Serengeti. From the Serengeti. they're sending over someone to report child abuse. Yeah, they're sending someone over to take your children away.
I feel dirty, but the moral of the story is always support your child. If I can overcome my feeling towards Crocs for the betterment of my child's day, than anybody listening now going through any kind of issue with their children. Oh. You can get through this.
So are you going to, let me get this right before we cut you off, because the manly voice is just not doing it for me. Are you comparing your child wearing Crocs to a parent struggling to come to terms with the fact that their child is trans?
I think it's probably, I'd say it's probably easier for a parent to come to the fact,
Conclusion.
Yeah, to come to terms with the fact that their child's trans. Yeah, no, just...
Oh, sorry.
She told me, Mammy, I want those Crocs.
Tulsa are back on the phone. Hi, Tulsa. Yeah, Katie, what time will you be home at this afternoon?
I'm home right now. Tell them to come by. Home right now waiting for them.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Bye, Katie.
She gets
Goodbye.
You get creepier by the day. Bye. Anyway, just to let our listeners know, because she's gone on about them for years.
Tulsa back on. Hang on, Tulsa. Yeah. It's going to be 24 hours for Tulsa. What, they're on the phone? What are you laughing at? That's not funny.
If this was a case of child neglect, it wouldn't take them 24 hours.
Hang on, they're on the phone now. Hi, Tulsa. It's 24 hours for Tulsa. By the way, Katie wouldn't even get that joke.
No, she probably wouldn't.
Does anyone get that joke?
No, probably.
How do I even know that?
You need to be about 70 to get that joke.
I'm not 70 and I know that joke.
And the organisation is called TUSLA, T-U-S-L-A.
But why did the Patriots call it Tulsa? Although they call it Shakira Law as well, don't they?
They do.
Shakira Law. Not the way people complain when we do a topic more than one, when we do a follow-on to a topic.
Yeah, we regularly do, yeah.
Yeah. Do those people ever watch sequels to movies?
Die Hard 2 is never as good as Die Hard 1.
I'll actually punch you.
I'll
punch you in the nose. Yeah, I'll burst that nose of yours for saying that.
Die Hard 2 was not as good as Die Hard 1.
I can name 5 prequels or sequels that were better than the original.
Go on, name five.
I think Die Hard 2 is better than Die Hard 1.
No, you're wrong, but go on anyway.
Sorry, what do you mean I'm wrong?
I'm telling you you're wrong.
It's not a fact, it's an opinion. No, you can't be wrong with an opinion.
Oh no, you are. Your opinion doesn't matter on this one. Yeah, go on.
Can anybody else in the comments there name a sequel that was better than the original? So I have 5. Die Hard 2 was better than Die Hard 1. Set in an airport. Planes hijacked. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Much better.
No.
Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone 1.
Not at all.
Oh, yeah, it's in New York at Christmas and all.
Well,
yeah.
Like, what are the chances of the kid being left home alone again?
Well, there was
that's the stretch, you see. It was a big stretch.
Well, the first movie was a stretch as well.
No, I know, but...
Why didn't they just ring the cops and say, can you call around to our gaff? The kid is there alone. Pick him up and we'll get him when we get home.
Yeah, no, that is a stretch. Yeah. But for the same little kid to be left on his own again...
He got on the wrong plane.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen.
It was pre-9/11. Nah. There was no checks.
No checks, no.
So Home Alone 2 is better than Home Alone 1.
No, you're wrong there.
Jaws 2 is better than Jaws 1.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry, it is. Same music. Yeah, no. Different fish.
No, stupid storyline.
What do you mean the series story was this?
It's Jaws' son. Jaws was killed in the first one, and this young fella comes along. I'll revenge my dad's death.
He wasn't actually his son. He was part of the same...
Load of shite.
James Rourke. Now, I'll agree with this. The Empire Strikes Back is better than the original Star Wars.
Perhaps.
Oh, and everybody's coming into this. So everybody's saying Home Alone 2 is better, Adrian.
No. You're all wrong.
You don't know how to soak up the public opinion. you don't know what the public wants.
1992 is on the phone for you.
But you don't know what the public want. Yes, Empire Strikes Back is better than... the original Star Wars. Now I will move on. Jaws 2 is better than Jaws 1.
No, absolutely not, because it's a stretch again.
He dies by getting electrocuted. They electrocute a fucking shark. How cool is that? Remember, he bites on the cable.
Is that not Jaws 1? How did he die in Jaws 1? Oh, he was blown up.
There was a canister of O2 and he shot.
That's more believable than the electric cable out in the sea.
It's more believable that a shark would open his mouth and go, here, put that canister into my mouth.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there any movie sequel that you think is better than the original?
Well, as is always the case with our mature listeners, Paul says Debbie Does Dallas 2 is better.
You know, there's no even movie called that, by the way.
I think there is.
No, there's not. And who is Dallas? Is that the whole state, like?
The state of Dallas.
Now, Sean, I would agree
Dallas
with you. Sean Leahy. Yeah?
Yeah.
Says Toy Story 2 is better than Toy Story 1.
Perhaps.
Better story.
Yeah, perhaps.
Better character development. We should be movie reviewers, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Go on, give me another one.
No, sorry.
Another one. The Devil Still Wears Prada.
No, seriously. Oh. 20-odd years later, Meryl Streep's nearly dead. She's a great actress and all that. But
Controversial Chloe, that's what our name for her is. Yeah, Controversial Chloe says, The Two Towers, Lord of the Rings, it is better than the original.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. There was more of your man in. What's his name? Give me a ring. What's his name?
Oh, Bourne 2 is better than Bourne 1.
I haven't seen any of them.
You never saw the Bourne movies?
No.
Jason's a legend.
Special Dave. We're going to give everybody names now. Special Dave. You know Special Dave?
Yeah, Special Dave, yeah.
Special Dave says T2 is better than Terminator 1. Yes, 100%.
Mm.
Where is John Connor? Come on. Where is John Connor?
No.
I'm here to protect John Connor.
Still shite.
So you disagree with Special
Dave? Oh, here's a controversial one. Three Men and a Little Lady
was better than
Three Men and a Baby.
No, we just end the podcast. No, we can't end the podcast. No, that is absolutely... That's literally sacrilege, isn't it, to say that?
Debbie Does Dallas 1 was better than 2 because in 2 there were no more men left for Debbie to do.
Is there actually a movie? I always thought that was made up.
Don't go Googling it on our office computer here.
James is back on. I'll agree with you on this one, James, as well. Spider-Man 2 is better than Spider-Man 1. Better villain. Do you know who the villain was in Spider-Man 2?
No.
Doc Ock. The man with the big octopus hands.
It's a stretch.
What?
That's a stretch as well.
That he had octopus hands?
Much easier to believe the Joker and... No, octopus hands, no. Load of shite. Have a good day.
I used to work with a fella and his nickname was Octopus Hands.
Yeah, for completely different reasons. I remember him. Have a good day.
He didn't work with him.
Bye-bye.
Thinking about giving your home a fresh new look? At Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture, you'll find quality flooring, beds and furniture at prices you'll love. Customers across Dublin keep coming back for their famous €500 stairs and landing package deal. Up to 16 square yards, supplied and fitted. And if you're considering a bigger makeover, explore their great value laminate flooring and vinyl ranges. Perfect for busy family homes. Friendly service, expert fitting and unbeatable value. That's Carpet Luxury Bedding and Furniture. Visit the showroom or learn more at carpetluxurybeddingandfurniture.com.